There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point bullets. We'll send roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
A new world order.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time to
touch Jerusalem.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
What was that noise? Did you hear that click? Did you hear that loud click?
We're taking rounds.
Welcome. It's the Dutch Jones radio program. For somewhere around August 4, 2010, we're turning off your fan. I just can't handle that fan in my head. And after listening to the replay, it's terrible, Lou. You're just going to have to deal with it. The fan there, you can turn it towards you. Welcome to the Dutch Jones and Family radio program. Well, right now it's just me and Lou. What are you pushing it away for? Oh, I see. I didn't realize we were on. I don't see it. I don't see the camera.
I
haven't activated it yet. Go ahead and activate it right now. I want people to see my Magnum PI shirt with my TA-50 on. Today is a day that was expected to come, and we're going to talk about it later. Some sodomite judge said that Proposition 8 was unconstitutional. We're going to talk about that. We'll do more of what we, you know, we can talk about it later. Today we're going to have a little bit of show and tell. Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't see it on my screen, so I've got... We've got this Swiss Inferno stove that we're going to talk about a little bit. Good, you can see me. I just got a few of these in, and we're going to be selling them for $15. They're very lightweight. They're aluminum. I know everybody says, oh, you shouldn't be doing aluminum. You're going to get Alzheimer's. If we're in an end-of-the-world situation, Alzheimer's is the least of my problems. We'll talk about that a little bit. Talk about some arguments I've been having with pagans. Do you hear banging? I'm hearing stuff again, Lou. You gotta help me. Where's my medication? And it's just been that kind of day. It's been a day where I've been just verbally battling and sparring with people. But that's good because it gets me ready for the show.
Full contact sparring?
Yeah, full contact over the internet, Lou. It'd be fun if we could have like digital. The Magnum PI shirt right here, it's kind of a, you know, it's not my usual fare. I usually wear a t-shirt.
I'm gonna take off the date and time and text.
No, you can leave it on as long as it stays up, as long as it's going. The phone number to call in is 559-561-8225, 559-561-8225. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you're on, you are on Facebook, thanks for jumping in. I'm gaining new people every day. I got, what do we have, like 3 or 4 new people yesterday that have emailed me? And wait a minute, now my computer's locking up here. Maybe I gotta hit pause over here, that's why. And... it's growing. You guys are doing your job. You're telling people about the show. You're promoting it. We got like a $35 increase in donations from two people. Thank you very much. You guys know who you are. I appreciate it. I won't give your names out unless you like want to jump up and say, hey, Dutch, I sent you some moolah. I don't want to, you know, get you in trouble with the lady or the gentleman in your house for sending money to that wacko on the radio. Anthea, grab the water when you come in, please. Bring the water jug. Huh? Where's my phone? Okay, give me the phone back. See, we always do this. We start doing a show, and then what do you need? Okay, sit down. We're doing the show now. Daddy's working.
It's kind of embarrassing to say it out loud.
Well, don't say it out loud. If it's embarrassing, you don't want to say it right now. We've got tons of people on the air listening. But what? Okay. You have diarrhea? Oh, sorry, I guess I said that out loud. Sorry, Anthea. Everybody, I'm sick too. We've got something going around. I don't know if it's because we all share the same water jug. But yes, I did shave. I actually trimmed it. I took a hair clipper to it. It was starting to irritate me. I couldn't sleep at night. I thought things were crawling on me, and it was just my beard. Well, you can use this. It's okay. It's okay to be sick. I don't know what it is, me.
It's gone. I just held it in.
Yeah, okay. Go get the water out of the fridge. So, with that lovely familiar family interruption, see, I told you we're a family program. Lou does all the hard stuff. I get to do the easy stuff. I get to talk. Anthea comes in and throws in the cute little comments. We miss Stacy. Stacy used to be able to sit in for the whole show. I don't think Anthea knows we're actually on camera. And did you see her when she came in?
Yeah.
You could see her? Anthea, you were on camera when you came in.
I was.
Give me that jug of Mountain Dew. Yeah, you're on camera. Well, you may not be now. I don't know if she's on or not. Let me, here, watch. I'm going to drink. This is just water. Yeah, we're professionals here. But we're growing. People are donating. We may get some bills covered this time around. I don't know. It's funny. I mentioned just briefly that I may be looking for God to call me to another location because I just don't know where I'm supposed to be. And I got people from Michigan saying, "Hey, come on up to Michigan." I don't think they like wanted me to come live in their backyard. My brother, who I didn't even think was listening anymore, I thought he was mad at me about something I said or didn't say or insinuated. He sent me an email saying, "Hey, you know, you can come to Colorado. We'll put you up. We may not get along for a long, you know, over an extended period of time." He remembers what it was like growing up in my house. But that's nice to know that those folks are listening. And the pod people, God bless you, pod people. Have no shame, pod people. Be proud of your designation. Be proud that you are the people who download the truth. I know not everybody can sit in on this time frame of 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. And if we change the show, one of the things we might change is, you know, move it later, move it earlier. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next few weeks. I don't know if God is going to keep me here, ask me to move, but no matter what we do, with Lewis's skill at sniffing out Wi-Fi, this show will go on the air, if only in a plain brown paper bag form. Have you got any sound effects today? You're set up for just saying. So, you know, people like the sound effects, too. I got a lot of emails back from folks that were thanking you for the sound effects. They said it takes my boring diatribe and makes it a little spicier. So that's good that you do that, Lou. You have a definite impact on the quality of the show, as a few people said. Are you going to say thank you or anything?
No.
No? You're not going to say thank you? Say it again. Say no again.
No.
No, he's not even going to say thank you. I do what I can. You got to be polite. When people give you a compliment, you say, "Why, thank you, sir. May I have another?" Well, okay, enough with that. Website, dutchjones.tk, dutchjones.tk. Even if you can just do $5, even if you can do $25, $50. I got somebody who's telling me they're going to give us a huge amount. I've been hearing that ever since I've done the show. Be praying that this person is going to come through. I got to come up with a report of all the equipment we need for them, you know, what it's going to cost to get DSL put in, and I'm supposed to have lunch with them on the 15th of this month. We'll see if they come through. I get people who promise me stuff all the time, but that doesn't mean I stop losing faith that the Lord will use other people to provide. Even though I'm let down by men and women and their word.
Forget about it.
That doesn't. I'm not going to forget about it, Lou. That doesn't mean that the Lord isn't going to use somebody else's wealth stream to enrich the programming of this show, right? So let's all be praying for that. Let's pray for me to find a big old duffel bag full of cash on the side of the road.
$300.
Yeah, $300 would be a nice donation, but that would about $300 to $500 a month is all we need. For those of you that, I don't know if you could tell, Stacy has been kind of bummed the last few days. She did something to her timesheets and her mileage sheets, and now they're not going to pay her, and she's going to have to wait another month to get paid. And so she's just, you know, just be praying for her. Bless her little heart. You know, she's working hard. She literally is working till her feet are stiff and sore every day in that post office. She comes home, we try to spoil her, but, you know, sometimes she just wants to be left alone, and we understand that. I remember what it was like being the only one working. Pray for me to find work up here. I saw a couple people, and I said, "Hey, remember when I used to work for you before I got that club foot thing? I think I'm ready to go back." You know, we'll see what happens. Just be praying for us in general. I pray for you guys. If you have prayer requests, send them in. Send them in. Oh, I got a really good email from someone here. Let me find it, if I can find it. Okay, let me do that. Let me take care of a little business here. I got to tell people. Come on, my computer's locking up again. I've got to tell people that we're live. Live. Right now. Call in or die. 559-561-8225. And then let me put the URL in there. And it didn't work. Let's put the URL in there. And it didn't work. Let's try it again. That's kind of funky. I got a compliment today. Very often, you know, people come up here to meet the Dutch Jones crew. And today, this very nice little old lady. In fact, She's not in the room yet. She must still be out running around getting her hair done. She was about, what, I think she was 80 years old. And I'm not going to give her name because she didn't say I could. But she came up to meet me and she goes, "Oh, you sound just like you do on the radio." And I go, "What, fat?" And she just giggled. And I thought that was very adorable. Said she listens to the show while she sits around in the afternoon in her house. And she's a local person, obviously, if she came up. So that was nice. If you're listening, you know who you are. Thanks for coming up to visit. I don't mind if people come up to visit, especially now that I'm trapped here without a car. It makes it a little easier. But make sure you call. Because, you know, I got important stuff to do and important people to annoy and stuff. So, just make sure you call before you come up. We love visitors. I love showing people around the church. I love showing people what's going on. But I got this email today. Everybody knows what's going on with the 9/11 memorial site. They want to put an insulting mosque on the grounds there as a trophy of what they did or what they didn't do. Or you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to get into the whole 9/11 thing. I'm not saying I know who did it, but I just know that what they're telling us isn't right, as somebody put it today so politely and well on the forums. He's asking people, and he asked me to do it. He's calling other shows. What you need to do is, if you're in New York and you're near that site, lob pig's blood in baggies over the fence onto the soil. Lob lard, pig lard, over the fence. Anything, pig product, throw pork chops. Go to a grocery store, buy a box, a rack of pork ribs. Go down there and fling them over the fence of the construction site. If everybody does it, some of it will land. It will desecrate the soil, and they won't be able to build it there. And this is a genius idea. I'm trying to find the guy here. I apologize. I didn't have your name up. Is it John? No, it wasn't John Hendrick. Brian from Facebook. I don't know if he wants me to give out his last name. But if you go to my Facebook page and look for Brian, where the baby with the big glasses, as his picture, that's him. He said that he wants you guys. He's a listener of the show. I don't know if he's listening right now. I'll wait to get an IM from him here. Pig's blood. It's a simple answer. Desecrate the soil. It's what MacArthur's father, MacArthur I, did in the Philippines with the Muslims. He said, "I'm going to execute you."
Good advice.
Thanks, Duke. Dead Duke. And I'm going to wrap you in pig skin and bury you. You're gonna go to hell. So the terrorism act stopped. And this is back in during the Spanish-American War times, folks. Good advice. Make some nice water balloons with pig's blood and hurl them over the fence during your protests there in New York.
Yes, sir.
Use a pork chop. They can't say a pork chop is a biohazard, right? Go to a Safeway, whatever you guys go to. I don't know what people in the city of New York, bodegas. Go to a bodega and buy some pork and just start flinging it at these people. It's like holy water on demons, supposedly. I'd like to see. I've never thought of it before. I do have a friend up here, Mike, who's also on my friends list, and he goes to church here. He's one of our militia guys. I went to his house one time. I don't know what I just did there. I think my computer's messing up. What is that, Lou? Stop moving anything. Something. Okay, that's a weird one. I don't know what that is. I'm going to move my phone again. But he had just these unopened cans of pig fat. I go, "What's that?" He says, "So if the Muslims attack, I'm going to smear it all over my property. I'm going to smear it all over my weapons, so if they kill me, they can't use my weapons." And I was like, "That's amazing. It's going to be kind of hard to hang onto your weapon." But I think he means, like, once he knows he's going down, he's going to rip open a... These are the big, I think they call them number 10 cans. He had them all over his house. All over his house. And I said, "Where'd you get this idea?" And he goes, "I got it from a Jew." And I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, they've been putting buckets of pig fat on the buses in Tel Aviv to help stop suicide bombers from blowing them up." And I'm not a big fan of Israel, you know that, but that is a great idea. Just genius. Put pig blood in super soakers, right, Lou? Wouldn't that be a great way to go to these protests, wouldn't it? Desecrate their soil, desecrate them. You know, make a catapult and lob hams. I mean, I know it's a waste of good food, but it's for a good cause to keep them out, you know. People can say, "You're going to instigate hate crimes because some kids are going to go put a pig head on a mosque." Well, run with the info. That's all I can say. I'm not condoning mindless acts of violence, but this thing that's going on in New York is a direct attack on our heritage and on our way of life, and it's a desecration. Huh?
Does it work with Jews, dude?
I don't know if it would work with Jews. Jews aren't supposed to handle it either, so I don't know how they get it on their bus.
But they can't go home.
Yeah, I don't know what happens if you get pork on a... I know I was at Kingman. I can't remember where it was. It was out on the 5 freeway, and it was during Ramadan or something, and this Muslim dude was in there, and he's getting a hamburger. And I know the people behind the counter saw him. I mean, he obviously was an Arab. It wasn't, you know, he was either an extremely well-dressed Mexican or an Italian or something, or an Arab. Well, anyway, he goes in there and he orders just a basic hamburger, plain and all this. He sits in there and I'm sitting there by myself. I was going up to collect a prisoner. And he starts eating and all of a sudden he starts screaming, doing the somebody put a slice of bacon, little teeny tiny one, because he was showing it to everybody, which he could probably did it, on his hamburger. And he said because he took a bite of it, he could not take part in ceremonies. He had to go through a month-long cleansing ceremony, and he was going to sue, and for all I know, he was just instigating it. But I thought that was fantastic. I thought that is just a great, wonderful way to just ruin a Muslim's day. I'm not saying do it. You know, if little Freddy's working at Jack in the Box, don't do it. But, I mean, if the guy's already being rude and you got reason, and he's an Orthodox, observant Muslim, and he has to go, you know, get his jammies cleaned or whatever, what a great way to fight back. So Brian is telling us a great way to oppose that is to carry pig's blood around with you. It'll work with subway robbers, too. You just start spraying pig's blood on them and start screaming in Latin. Maybe that'll scare them off. You know, I don't want you to go getting all superstitious or anything, but I think it would be an interesting thing to do. A lot of black folks don't like pork, too, which is weird because I always thought they liked ribs and stuff, but I've been told... Yeah, well, chicken's different, and that's an unproven... I love fried chicken. I love watermelon, and I'm a white dude, so I don't like those kind of boring analogies.
You're probably from Africa.
I am an African American. I'm Dutch African. I can't help it. I'm South African. But I don't know. Maybe I should get some kind of special status for that. Let me get back to the room and see if they're all mad at me for talking about it. Pouring salt on a snail. I don't know if it would, Moreland. We got to find out. Pork bombs. We got to figure out how to make pork hand grenades. A pork spud gun that would shoot like just a whole circle of bacon. What, Anthea?
I'm just wondering.
What?
I want to have someone help me.
Oh, she's just waving at the camera. She's waving hi. Is it still going out, Lou?
I said I have someone.
Okay, before we get into the news articles, I want to do this little bit of show and tell here. This contraption that looks like a device from Back to the Future. Okay. This is my thermal coupler for my time machine, and it locks up like this. It didn't come with a case, although I saw online there's cylinders, but I'm just going to stick it in my backpack.
Higher.
Huh?
Higher?
Like this? Yeah. Corrugated aluminum, three pieces, primitive but very effective. We're selling these. How much did it say?
$15.
$15 on the website. We just got 12 of them in, and we've already got two of them sold today, so we're going to ship those out. And if you've already ordered one, yours is coming out because we took us this while to get them. What you do is you pop this off, take off your canteen cup, which is just a cup with a, you know, your typical handle, just like on our conventional ones, aluminum. You remove the canteen from inside. We're going to look at this canteen. Very primitive. Aluminum has a cork, an organic wood type cork, cork wood. Smells medicinal inside. Like, it's probably, these are brand new, never used, never issued. Oh, you want to see, Lou wants to smell it.
It smells bad.
Oh, it doesn't smell bad. It's just, you guys are lightweights. It smells good to me. It smells like the maid just came through and sanitized my wounds.
No, it smells like rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs? No, I can't. Whoa, maybe I shouldn't be doing that too much. But anyway, you know, not a great canteen, but keep it if you got a better lid you can do for it. But that's not the point that I like. This stove is a copy of the American Hobo Stove. You know, where you take a coffee can, you perforate it with holes. I don't know if you can see the holes. Is that showing up, Lou?
Yeah.
You get your opening to put your fire in. But what I like about this is when I use my Hobo Stove, my coffee can that's in my pack now, I have to use my Gerber tool to move it around. This has got... A magic portable handle that there's a little insert that holds it so it stays. You know, this can pop out and then it goes back up. And what this does, the steel on the metal wire here, it's a real thick gauge steel, insulates you from the heat because it's crinkled. It dissipates heat, more surface area. It's like a heat sink. So what you do is you feed your, you know, what I've used this one before. I used to own this one and I lost it. I'd stuff it full of kindling, light it, and then put the sticks on and then start feeding bigger sticks in this way. And once the fire gets going, there's a couple neat things here that you can do. You can either lay your pot on the top, like we have little camping Boy Scout kits that we bought for like a buck and a half.
Made a pot like that.
Yeah, Anthea's remembering my homemade hobo stove that's right next to my bug out gear right now. But why go through the trouble, the sharpness, making one when you can buy one from us for $15. Now the cup fits right in here. You put your boiling water so you don't have this high profile. Now what you're thinking, oh, it's too tall. It's too tall. So designed after the German World War II design, but the Swiss, you know, of course, they come up with good stuff. The way it's, they Swiss things away. Fits in, you get your water boiling, your ramen, whatever in there, and then you can pull it out, put your pot on there. Now, check this out. I kind of like this, too, you know, because that does fit in there. When you have the tab in, it allows for room to boil a whole thing of water. You, those of you that are coffee drinkers, you know, you want to be able to boil this. The only problem is, how are you going to get this out when it's hot? That's why I don't like that design, but I'm not going to throw this away. All I wanted was this, you know, for the prices that we paid for them. We're selling them for $15. But I got these two extra things. I got a really cool cup. But this works with our survival. They're Boy Scout three-piece kits. Fit right on top of there. Yes, dude?
I have an idea how you can put the bottle in there.
How? Put the cup in first.
Then you put the bottle
show
in.
Show us, hand model.
Then you put the bottle in.
Then you can put the bottle in.
And then when it's done,
look at that, see? Out of the mouths of babes. Right here, just $15. Not $9.95, not $19.95. And we'll throw in the cork for free. But wait, there's more. We'll throw in the cork for free. Does that stay up like that?
Yeah.
So we've got, right now, we have 11 of these, 10 of these unaccounted for. If we don't sell them, I'm going to keep one.
Oh, 561.
Yeah, cool. Go to the website, djstore.tk. Put in your orders. Stacy's waiting. Yeah. Do we have a clock on this one? Is this like the Saturday Night Knife Show? There's a clock on these. They're limited edition. And if you ask nicely, I'll spray paint them. No, I'm just kidding. You don't really need to spray paint them. This will blacken itself. The one I had was a gunmetal gray black after just one or two fires. These, you might want to spray paint them, just tactical purposes. But these are more survival than tactical. I mean, you guys are smart. You understand that, right? This isn't something that you're going to do. And or, you know, if you can't afford one of these, I should have brought the hobo stove over. I'm not trying to hawk stuff to people that don't have money. A coffee can. Just look at the holes. Do the same thing with a screwdriver and a pair of tin snips to a coffee can. Wire up something so you can carry it. I want you to have this, but if you can't afford this, with the slight profit margin that we're going to get on it so that we can feed the poor little children, make your own out of a coffee can. You know what works great for these? I get the government pork. Because I'm a disabled veteran, I qualify for government pork. It's not government pork in the cans. Those things are squat and wide. They make perfect stoves. Smaller coffee cans make, you know, and the modern ones are plastic, but I've been seeing more and more plastic coffee cans, things like that. But just be thinking about this. Be thinking about this. $15. I think we're paying like, I think we're paying almost $12 for them. So we're not making a whole lot of money. You know, what's the shipping and handling on that?
I think $2 or $3.
$2 or $3, because they're very light. We can throw this in a, you know, in whatever and send it to you. Everybody should have something like this in their emergency kit. Or you can have this one here. I'll sign it right on the bottom. I don't know how long it'll be. I'll sign the water bottle, El Duce. And you'll have a signed kit, a Swiss kit. When Stacy, I got to give her credit. She saw them, saw that they were available, and ordered them and put them on the website. I thought they were Dutch, and I was going to get all excited, but the Dutch don't have a whole lot of stuff that's that we have access to. But, and then you just clamp it like that, and it stays together.
And it's portable.
I know you watch World War II movies, you see different variations of this. I like it because it's corrugated better than a coffee can, so it's a little easier to hold and stuff. Not that you would do it when it's hot, but maybe get a heavy canvas bag somewhere for it. We'll start looking for canvas bags because, you know, it's going to get sooty and rub off on everything. I know my coffee can does. Plus, you can use it. If you don't put the canteen in there, you can store your firewood and your kindling in there. I like this because I don't have to depend on fuel cells, fuels that I have to pump up. You know, unless I'm in the Gobi Desert and there's nothing but tundra, or I'm on Antarctica, and there's always fuel around you. In this building, I got thousands of, I think 15,000 law books. How long can I survive stuffing law book pages in there? And yeah, I've used newspaper just to see, and it boils water to make ramen, the one I used to have. I got one of these when I was like 16 years old and used to go camping with it. And it served me well until I probably gave it away. Left it on some battlefield. So that's the show and tell for today. You can cut the camera. I'm not getting any comments on that, so I guess nobody thinks it's cool. Fine. I'll take my stove and go. The kids don't get to eat this week because nobody bought stuff.
I'm trying to make people think it's funny. I'm doing funny faces on the webcam.
Well, that's not cool. Here, turn on the radio and make sure that the court... let's see here. Somebody sent me another message. Somebody. Yeah, is it working?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Cornkey going out over the FM. My desire was to eventually do FM here, but I just don't think the community here can handle it. The more I speak publicly here, the more heat I'm causing for my fellow churchmates, so I'm kind of taking it down a notch. You guys are my friends. You guys understand the message. What are you doing? Okay, I understand that now. Okay, folks, let me get to the article, actually, about Proposition 8. I know a lot of people have been emailing. We want to get your take on it. I knew this was going to happen. Okay, where is it? There's that one. Da-da-da-da. Okay, here we go. Judge ruling leads to suspension of sodomite marriage ban. The problem is, though, I don't think they're going to be allowed to be married because each of the county supervisors are going to direct their clerks not to to issue these licenses. But before we get into this, let's discuss the jurisdiction over it. The state, the county, the city has no jurisdiction over marriage, period. It is a family jurisdiction. It is up to the father of the bride to decide whether or not she can be married and give his permission. He can extend that to the local church and allow the church magistrate, the minister, to officiate it and sign it. But it's up to the father of the daughter and the father of the son. And that's the jurisdictional thing there. When Stacy and I were married, we did not go to the county. I went to her father, asked for permission. After interviewing me, he gave me, you know, what I was going to do. With his daughter and his precious grandson Lewis there, he gave me his permission, and then I went to the church and asked for permission to be married in the church. They put a stipulation that we should have a courtship of at least 6 months. We were at 8 months, and they said, well, that's good enough, and we became married to the church with an ecclesiastical license. California does recognize those. So California has no jurisdiction over this. Missouri has no jurisdiction over this. All of this is about a bunch of noise and bloviating and blustering about something that they shouldn't even have jurisdiction over. The reason marriage licenses were invented were for two reasons. To keep interracial marriage from happening, you had to stand before the local magistrate and prove that you were of the same race. And secondly, eugenics. To stop two retarded people from getting married, to stop a brother and sister from being married, although they allow cousins and stuff, you know, the Roosevelts, things like that. They wanted to strengthen the gene pool. That is a eugenics thing. That is a white supremacy attitude that grew into something that you see every day called Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger was behind this. There are actually old movies where you can see where they did forced sterilizations of people because their IQs were too small. That's what the marriage license is for. It's tyranny. It is plain upfront tyranny. And when we come back, I'm going to read the news and what's going on Proposition 8 and how I think you should be reacting to it. And I'm not knocking you if you got a county marriage license, because I didn't know about it until I came up here 4 years ago. So we all learn. We'll be back after the break. I'm Dutch Jones, that's Lewis, that's Anthea, and we'll be back after this break.
And though we yielded, we have proved ourselves a faithful band. We fought them long, we fought them well, we fought them night and day. And bravely struggled for our rights while wearing of the gray. And now that we have ceased the fight and pledged our sacred word, that we against the unions might no more draw the sword. We feel, despite the sneers of those who never smelt the fray, that we are madly on its right to wearing of the gray. Our cause.
You know, there's been a lot of talk lately about homosexuals, but how do you know what to believe? Well, here are a few tips that may help you tell when you've got a gay.
So, what's your favorite Madonna album?
I like her early work.
If his answer is anything but, I've never bought one, you've got a gay.
Let's take a blood sample, Mr. Braga.
If instead of human blood, you find a deadly corrosive acid, you've got a gay. Not this time, Nancy boy.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you've surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Hello? Hello? Is he on?
I'm starting to wonder. Lou, go rescue your sister. Fix the toilet.
How?
The plunger. Go use the plunger on the toilet. We're sharing more information than the listeners need to hear. The toilet in the house is clogged. Run over there and use the plunger. Thank you, Lou. I can't do it. I'm the talent. Nothing wrong with being a zealot. I was just explaining it to Lou. Lou goes, what's a zealot? And I wanted to educate him. So there's nothing wrong with being a zealot. He posted that Romans 1:26-27. And there, and I said, Lou, you're a zealot. And he goes, is that a good thing? And I said, yes, I'm a zealot. There's nothing wrong with being a zealot. In my own mind, by the common law, homosexual marriage would vary by the region, if that is what the people believe in San Francisco. Olima is saying this, that it should be up to the region. If you want to go live in Venice Beach and you want to take over the government there and control it and everybody can vote with their feet, yeah, that's fine. You're going to be surprised at what I think about this stuff. And I'm going to read the article to you, and then I'm going to tell you what I think about sort of my marriage. Actually, I kind of gave it away in the room. Call it whatever you want, but don't call it marriage. And don't do it in a church. To me, it's like saying, oh, I'm a Christian abortionist. You can't do both things. So, judge overturns California sodomite marriage ban. San Francisco, no kidding, it's District 9. A federal judge overturned California's gay marriage ban Wednesday in a landmark case that would eventually force the U.S. Supreme Court to confront the question on whether same-sex couples have a constitutional right to wed. Now, Chief U.S. District Judge Von Walker made the ruling in a lawsuit filed by two sodomite couples who claimed the voter-approved ban violated their civil rights. I think requiring people to get a marriage license is a violation of civil rights. Sodomite couples waving rainbow and American flags outside the courthouse cheered, hugged, kissed, had cheese fondue, and redecorated all the rooms they could get their hands on when the word of the ruling came out. This is a victory for the American people. It's a victory for our justice system, said former U.S. Solicitor General Theodore Olson, who delivered the closing argument at a trial for opponents of the ban. They have no, these sodomites have no idea what they're doing. They're extending jurisdiction over their lives by the government. They're begging the government to have jurisdiction over them. He said the ruling vindicates the rights of a minority of our citizens to be treated with decency and respect and quality in our system. That's a farce. What's up, Anthea? I don't know if it flooded. Go over and help your brother. If you have to do some cleanup, go clean up. Anthea's feeling all bad because she test flushed the toilet and it overflowed. She's an adorable little kid. She's going to go help clean it up with her brother. Now, he said the California the ruling vindicates the rights of a minority. Every time we go to the courts and say we want more, cool. Check out the new stoves we got in.
Be sure to follow you.
We are broadcasting.
Be sure to follow you.
I'm seeing. I guess it doesn't matter what I see, huh? I'm seeing the other show beginning. Oh, I just got knocked off again, but we are back. Yeah, are you getting green over there, son?
Yeah.
Okay, good job. Lou got us back up, everybody. Applaud Lou. Yay. Couldn't do the show without him. Actually, I could, but it would sound a lot like
just me talking like this in a tin can.
So we're back up, everybody. I'm trying to post something here. Somebody just sent it, so here's a good link. Control V. Funny how when I talk about stuff...
You broadcast.
There we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Just give us a second here. Got to retool. I got to stop what it's doing. Do you have a freeze frame over there?
No.
Okay, because it's showing me Anthony and me on the air. Okay, so let me do that. Let me mute this. Maybe I was streaming. Maybe that's what knocked us off. Okay, folks, we'll get back. They're not my nuggets of truth. I'm just relaying to you what my pastors taught me about marriage. So type in there. Ask people if they can hear me, Lou. Come on. You type better than I do. I'm going to sit here and wait until I get confirmation. I could sing some more music. You know, we could play some more songs or something. Boy, Jason, thank you for sending that in. I'm going to pre-read it on the next break, because I have a policy now. I try not to read everything on the air that just comes in. But Violent Radicalization Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act is planning to arrest 500,000 Americans. I'll read through it on the next break, and I'll read that out on the air, Jason. Thank you for sending that in. Is anybody responding?
No.
We don't even know if they can hear us. Let's see here. It says I'm live here. Let me hit play. I'll try and buffer. It'll probably knock us off the air, and I'll see if I can get an audio loop going. Huh. Strange. This is going to be one of the great lost shows. Lost shows. Do you have a stove, Debbie? Do you have a stove in your kit? A stove? Oh, you do? Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You had a great big one, didn't you?
No.
Oh. Let's see. Let's make sure what's going on. Everybody's bailing. But we're going to keep fighting here. It says it's streaming?
Yeah. There's mine.
Oh, let me see that one. That's I have pocket ones like that. No, it did not flood. What's it say there? No. Okay, here we go. Let's bring this up. Hello, who's there?
Hey, this is Brian out of St. Louis. How you doing, Dutch?
Pretty good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Okay, you can't hear me on the radio, too?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We have some people that, are having trouble hearing. Thanks for calling in. Did you want to talk about this issue or anything else? Go ahead.
Just kind of something I mentioned to you earlier on Facebook. Just kind of been tickled about it, but it's kind of gone viral, I guess. And that is, you know, with this moth going up
right
near Ground Zero. I just barely caught just walked in the door from church and stuff. And
sure. And just so you know, that's what I opened up with after I did a little show and tell. I was telling people about your idea of the pig's blood. So go ahead. This is the author of that email.
Hey, I just want to, you know, everybody, if we can rally together, this is a very simple solution to a very complicated problem. It's so easy that, you know, it's a violation of their religion to have anything pork.
Right.
And all you have to do is just scatter pork blood around that site. Very simple. I'm sending pork blood to my brother-in-law who's in Afghanistan, several vials of it, so that they can dip their bullets in pork.
You know, you sent me that message, and only the word brother in Afghanistan, the rest of it didn't come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's something weird going on Facebook today. People are being deleted. I thought you got deleted, brother, because I was just like, I only got half the message.
Must be the solar flares, huh?
You know, I was just telling Lou, solar flares, our cell phones are messing up, everything, our satellite's messing up.
Radio's messing up.
Yeah,
it's getting kind of weird.
Right. But I love your idea. This mosque that they're going to build on the right next to the 9/11 site. You know, yes. Say what you will about who did it, but those 3,000 people that were murdered still need to be honored. You don't let a mosque go up.
It's so disrespectful against the families and the victims and survivors and all of that. That you know, it's just a slap in the face. This administration ought to be ashamed of itself for even allowing this to go on.
Mayor
of New York. I mean, what is this guy thinking?
Well, he's a traitor.
Butter it up by sending half of his billions of dollars to charity?
Well, they're traitors, and this idea, did you come up with this idea, or did you hear it from somewhere else to pour pork's blood on the soil?
So I heard it a while back from my brother-in-law, as he requested that to dip these bullets, and I just kind of...
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, this is a simple solution.
I had talked about my friend Mike, who's got pork fat all over his house just for this very purpose.
There you go.
And
we can get some people into New York, send that pork fat.
Well, and also, if there's protests going on, what about a super soaker with pork juice in it from Spam cans and stuff?
Exactly.
You know, it's nonviolent. It's going to keep them away from it. You just put a little sign on that says pork product on the side of that super soaker, and you dilute some Spam juice in there. You know, it's hot out right now. It'll go through that thing. Even if you have to put it in some baby oil, hint, hint, clue. To suspend it in. Trust me, I've played with super soakers to see different things you can spray.
I do too. I have to.
I love baby oil and certain flammable items. You know, they make like...
The only concern I have would this be a hate crime? Would it be form of terrorism?
No, it's going to be a hate crime, and they're probably going to shoot you and kill you, but it's a great solution to desecrate the soil. No, you're
I'd
bringing that...
I'd rather die a patriot anyway.
Yeah, it is a hate crime. They're going to vilify whoever they catch doing this. I say even just maybe, I don't know what kind of security, they probably have huge amounts of security, but let's go Old Castle siege on their butts. Let's build a catapult in the back of a pickup and lob dead pigs. Go the whole way. Forget the blood and just lob dead pigs over the fence. Like they did it during medieval times, during castle sieges, infected, festering pigs.
Yeah, and there's probably a loophole so big you can walk right through it scot-free.
Yeah, yeah. If not, why not? Why don't we get some? You know, we need in our militia brigades of young men like Lou. We're building up men of honor with these teens. Something perfect they could do. If you've read Patriots, remember some of the militias in the book Patriots were all like less than 14 years of age.
Yep.
This would be something for them. Sneak in and out. Hang pork chops everywhere on those fences. You know,
I think I mentioned get your pork steaks, bratwurst.
Yeah, go down to the nearest butcher shop and just say, hey, you know, my dog needs those bones and some of those entrails, and they can come in and, you know, I don't know if they have a process, you know, how the Catholics can make things holy by sprinkling some water on them, stuff like that. Do it every day. Every time they do it, desecrate the machinery, desecrate the land, desecrate the workers. No, even if they do build it, no Muslim would go in that building.
That's right. Because they know that it's unconsecrated.
Yeah. Well, what's funny also is that if you study history, when a Muslim tyrant took over an area, they built a mosque as a trophy in that area, as a leave-behind. to continue. And this country did not have a mosque in it until 1922, I think it was, in North Dakota. And this is a recent event. Look where they've gone in just less than 100 years. Let's say 90 years. To having there's mosques in these farm towns down here. You know, and every time I see a mosque...
on your bandwagon, Dutch, but look at this, too. You know, did the Muslims help us during World War II? No, they helped Hitler.
Yeah.
Did the Muslims...
they were in
Hitler's side. Did they do anything for civil rights? Absolutely not.
No.
In fact, if anything, they caused trouble. Look at
Farrakhan. Look at Farrakhan.
You know, Farrakhan, thank you.
Yeah.
And did they do anything for World War One? No. Did they do anything for the Civil War? No. Did they do anything for the Revolutionary War? Absolutely not.
No, they've sat back just to dominate. They're waiting for their time, and their time is now. They have 800, 900-year plans for world domination. You know, last time Lord Alfred drove them out of Europe, and a few other people drove them out of Europe, they just said, okay, we'll come back. You know, you push us all the way back to the Dardanelles, you know, Istanbul, not Constantinople kind of thing. This is just their push. They're taking over Europe. They're taking over Scandinavia. They've taken over Africa. Now they're moving into Central and South America, folks. And they're winning in America because their courts are on their side. I can't believe in France they had the guts to ban the burqa.
Yeah.
I
read that.
I am completely amazed at that. And then he's throwing out gypsies, which is a whole other group of people altogether. But Sarkozy just deported a bunch of gypsies. He said he wants them all rounded up and thrown up because they're causing problems. But here in America, you cause problems, you stab people, you kill people, you murder 24 people a day like an illegal alien, you blow up our buildings, you have these little cells that plan stuff. They coddle you.
Exactly. And you know what?
There's a lag.
America, just hear my voice. Think about the psychological implant that you're placing on these extreme Muslim fundamentalists who are trying to take over our country through, quote, peace.
Right.
By using our own constitution against us, you know,
right.
Freedom of religion. They're using that against us. America, this is going to do some psychological warfare on these people. We've got to stop it. We've got to stop it while we can.
Well, Americans need to wake up.
Send soldiers pork blood.
Yeah. I want to know, how are you shipping pork, if you can tell me, how are you shipping pork's blood to Afghanistan? That's amazing.
You've got to dilute it because it is going to get hot.
Yeah.
You just dilute it. I like the pork fat idea. That's even
pork
even
fat
better.
Will stabilize, you know, and I mean, you could just send cans of spam.
Absolutely.
And they can just render the pork out of that, you know, and you're just sending spam. It's harmless. And they can put their, you
that's
know,
every meaning to sending spam, doesn't it, through the mail?
Yeah, spam it. You can spam the Afghan rebellion over there. Now, one of the things that's interesting is throughout history this has been done. The British in India would dip their 303 bullets in pig fat, and it kept the suicide attacks down. Because what they do is the Muslims over there would get all loaded up on hashish and attack, you know, kind of like a berserker mode, and they couldn't stop them. So two things they did. They came up with a dum-dum bullet, which was a, you know, like a wad cutter, all lead, that would just expand and take them out. But they were also dipping their rounds and lubricating their weapons in pig fat. Specifically, you know, the British had that part right. I'm not a big fan of Britain, of course, but... I don't know why we're not doing it. MacArthur, the senior, did it in the Philippines. Why do we not use everything at our disposal? And if our government's going to ignore this war on American heritage and on the Christian ideal, it's up to us, and it runs the risk. I mean, every day I turn on this microphone, I'm committing a hate crime.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because we need to let people know that what's at risk here. I'm committing
a
hate crime.
This is a very serious thing, and it needs to be carefully considered. And even if just the word could get out, the mainstream media, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN,
even the
Fox,
threat of it, it doesn't even have to really even be...
Getting over there to them, to Al Jazeera, hey, these Americans are going to desecrate this ground.
Yeah, these Americans aren't just going to lay down and be cut open and gutted like they have been up till now over the past 50 years. And I think
I would gladly sit in jail for 5 years or 10 years or however many years it would take.
Well, can you imagine if 400 people showed up at this work site, every one of them carrying a can of spam? And just, you know, all of a sudden you hear that pop and you hear the metal curling back as the key goes back, you know, as you're pulling that, because now it's a pull tab. You pull it back, and everybody in that sucking sound as it comes out. You know what I'm talking about? I love spam. I hear it all the time. And then it goes into the guy's gloved hand, and he just lets back, and everybody just flings it over the fence. You know, 350, 400 chunks of spam everywhere. Oh, but how are they going to call that a hate crime? Are you going to say, oh, I'm just throwing spam?
If anything, it's abuse of food.
Yeah, we're trying to feed our enemies. We're loving our enemies. We're trying to feed them. Those Muslims look hungry over there on the other side of the fence, you know, demanding that we allow them to build this mosque on sacred ground.
And we are a compassionate country.
We are a compassionate country. And we're Christians. We have to love our enemy to the point where we let them rape our daughters, right?
No.
That's right.
That's what America wants us to think it is. I've been fighting that battle all day on Facebook with idiots, so I'm primed for this. I was so happy when I got your email. I was like, see, because the Dutch Jones Show is about solutions. And when you came up with that solution, at first I kicked myself for not thinking of it. You know, and I was like, oh, but then it was like within the first 5 minutes I shared it with everybody. I'm like, you guys got to know this. You guys have got to hear this. You've got to be part of the solution. Pork blood, pork products, even just pork chops. You know, what can you get pork bouillon? I know you can get beef bouillon cubes.
I would imagine
you should be able to get pork flavoring that you could put in water and you could just carry it around in a jug and squirt it and then just tell them, hey, this was pork water. This was pork water. These were pig squeezins there, Ahmed.
Cook bacon there on the sidewalk.
Oh, just start cooking bacon, right? They just set up a little camp stove, start cooking bacon at the protest site.
Hey, as a cook, you know, everything's better with bacon.
Holy water to a vampire.
Yeah, yeah. Studio audience is saying it's like holy water to a vampire. That's the analogy I was looking for. It's our holy water to a vampire. You know, the crucifix won't scare them because they think they've got power over that, you know, the cross.
Try garlic on the Muslims, too?
I don't think garlic will work. I think garlic flavor, just put some on when you're cooking it up the night before. I mean, we eat a lot of pork here. To us, somebody, what did Warland say? It's the other white weapon. Pork. We eat a lot of pork, and I'm gonna start saving that fat now. Where do you want the water? We go to the place where they hand out the food up here. I'm not proud. If I get a food source, I go to it, and we get these canned pork things all the time. I'm saving every bit of that grease
pork
from
and
now
juices.
On.
I got a can of them.
Yeah, pork and juices. Yeah,
and you can also, you know, you can even go to your butcher. And I'm sure he'll just give it to you.
Yeah, he'll just give you the... Oh, yeah, can I have that bag of entrails? Warland's got another one here. It says, weaponized pork. Pork of mass destruction. Pork. I mean, think about it. You could take... I mean, and now I'm going nuts with this one. But spud guns packed with bacon and chunks of pork. Anyway, we're coming up on the break. Thank you so much for calling in, my Southern brother.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you very much, and we will continue after the hour on Liberty Tree Radio, and we'll get back to you later. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, we're going to be back after the break. This is Dutch Jones, and stick around. We'll be up on Liberty Tree Radio in just a few minutes.
On a dark and stormy day, so we set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson Gunner, Roland the Thompson Gunner, his comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson Gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. Van Owen threw off Roland's head. From Barry Johannesburg.
Cole and the headless Thompson gunner. Cole and the headless Thompson gunner. Cole and the headless Thompson gunner.
Talking about the man.
Cole and the headless Thompson gunner.
Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley.
Guns.
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Offend me! Offend me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world
order. Attention.
Repeat, an emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
Touch Jones, Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Greetings and welcome. This is the Dutch Jones Show for the, what are we on now, the 4th of August, 2010. It is a Wednesday night. We are out of here right after the show, so please don't call in. Like, I normally like to take calls afterwards. People are afraid to call. I always get all these calls afterwards. It's okay. I don't mind sharing with you guys off the air. And but we're running out. As soon as Luke is able to capture or do whatever he does, the, you know, the magic that he does over there, no, he's not a witch. We're out of here. Welcome to our Liberty Tree radio listeners, if you guys are there. Welcome to our many, many, many Facebook listeners that are listening. I just went over and there were 11 comments from different people over there. They are loving this pork idea, and we'll expand on that a little bit. Folks who are just jumping in for the second hour. I'm coming to you live right now from the middle of California, what I like to call the belly button region. Not because it's all linty, but it's just in the middle somewhere. I'm actually in the Sierra Nevadas, which are mountains right outside Sequoia National Park. Pretty much a beautiful place every time of the year, except for these about 6 to 8 weeks where it's just unbearably hot. It's getting better. It's cooling down here. It's a great place to be. It's a great little stronghold. Those of you that are listening down in Visalia that I got emails from today, thank you for listening. Please come to church with us. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Get here about 15 minutes early. We do church and then, you know, bring something to eat. We do a little mixed chow thing, bring some sandwiches or something. Just for the summer months we do that. Normally we do like a pitch-in dinner, but it's just too hot for the ladies to cook and everything in the kitchen, the cleanup. We're trying to give them a break. When we say the ladies, it's like three women that do most of the work, you know, for prepping. And then afterwards, a lot of the women kick in and send a couple of the men. But we'll have chow. And then if it's the third Sunday of the month, we have a training. This Sunday, the third Sunday of this month, which I don't have the date in front of me, I'm going to have reaction to a disaster scenario or a terrorist incident as the impromptu rescuer. Things you should look out for. I'm going to be doing that. That's free training. It's open to the public. The 15th? Wow. The 15th. August 15th will be our training at church. And we do that after church, but you have to go to church with us.
That's the third Saturday?
Yeah, third Sunday. Oh, that's going to be a Saturday, too. Thank you, studio audience member. We're going to camp out overnight, and we're going to do some other type of militia training from Saturday. What we usually do is we try to roll in here about 11 a.m. on Saturday, and we'll bring your camping gear, bring your food, bring your water, and bring your weapons, bring some ammo, because you never know what we're going to do. As we get closer to it, I'll give you some specific things. We just got in a bunch of new compasses. Maybe we'll do some of that. I can teach you guys what I know about using a compass. We can do some. I'd like to do some fire starting tactics and strategies for people to do things like that. We're going to get a little more specific in our training. The one last month. The overnight, was it last month?
Month before last.
It was just a show and tell to get everybody to know each other. But if you want to be part of our group, this is a great way to do it. This is a non-martial training, so we don't have the risk of somebody shooting somebody in the foot because you don't know the trainings. You want to do the trainings with us, we require certain safety levels before we use firearms with someone we don't know. But these trainings are more geared towards survival training. And this is the way to get your foot. Everybody's saying, how do I become part of a militia? How do I bond? Well, when you got to find one in your area. We're here in Central California, the Visalia, Fresno area. And this is an open invitation. Come to our church. Chow with us, train with us, sleep in our parks. We have a little playground sometimes, and we have access to thousands of acres. We don't own it all, but we have access to it. And no, it's not BLM land. No, it's not government land. It's private land, and the person who owns it is like-minded, and he lives in LA, but he lets us use his land. We have 22 acres here that you can come up and train with us. There's a shower, a couple showers, but if you're going to camp, it's primitive camping. We leave the church open, so if you bring your lady friends and they want to use the porcelain throne instead of the trees, we can do that. But we try to gear it to make it a little more roughing it. We do have people that show up, with like their entire vehicle full of stuff. We understand that. Not everybody's into camping, but we're trying to carry it along and get people up on their skills because we're a small militia. We're not a gigantic company size. We're a platoon size, and most of our stuff is going to be just basic survival, things like that. So don't forget about that. What else is coming up? The conference is coming up. I keep talking about that. You guys are doing great. The reservations are coming in soon, very soon. We'll find out tonight, but we should have a flyer available to put up on the internet. We get that up, and you guys can print it up, fill it out, put in your $50, and send it in. And I encourage everybody to come to this conference. It's just it's an amazing opportunity for you to meet people. Now, I got people that are listening in Michigan. Of course, we picked them up from Liberty Tree Radio, and they're looking for militias out there too. And what I'm going to do is, if you're interested in that, email me at dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com, and I'll forward those off. If you don't already know the Liberty Tree family, and you've been listening to my show, I'll send that off. And I know they're very busy over there, very, very busy, being about the holy cause of liberty. So don't be offended if they don't get back to you right away. I've got like a working relationship with them, and I haven't heard from them in a long time. Just because they're too busy. Usually they check in. I don't see them in here. They're probably having trouble checking in. We haven't got a phone call from them yet. What is the phone number? 559-561-8225. We were talking about the judges overturning the Ninth District Court, Federal District Court in San Francisco, overturning Proposition 8. Everybody's all up in arms about it, but what they don't realize is that the real discussion here is you shouldn't even be going to the government for a marriage license. Who cares if they issue it to two goats? They don't have the jurisdiction. It's not right. It's a violation of common law. It's a violation of biblical law. And people don't want to talk about that. The other topic we were talking about, I guess that's done. People just get it. You guys get it, so we don't need to discuss it anymore. The other topic is this mosque that's going in New York. And the movement for poisoning the soil with pork blood so they can't do it. And we were talking about that. Let's do this. Hello, you're on.
Hi, Dutch.
Hey, what's up, brother?
I wasn't able to log in. I'm only using two computers to run
Sure.
Live 365 end of it, anyway.
Understood.
And I got the Ustream feed up.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been busy. I had a dentist appointment today.
Oh, no. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You get pearly whites now? You get a new set of dentures?
No. I had a couple pulled.
Ow! I've never had that happen, but I've lived with people that have, and I know it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm recovering from that.
Yeah.
Anyway, just want to call in, say hi. We are here.
Good, good, good. Glad to have you.
Hey.
I'm going to forward over some listeners that are listening. It's kind of strange. They're in Michigan, and they're looking for a militia, so I was going to forward it over to you, see if you could help them out, because I don't know. All I know from what I know is what you guys have told us. So,
there's the Wolverines.
Yeah.
There's SFVM. There's Southwest Volunteer Militia, as well as the Southeast Volunteer Militia.
Right.
Got the Colonial Marines here. There's a number to pick from.
Right. And you guys don't pick any favorites. You just kind of go by wherever the regions are and just say, here's the closest one to you.
Well, Wolverines is probably the biggest and most known.
Right.
They cover the whole state. They've got different counties are broken up into different commands, and I can't remember
sure,
how that works.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can pass information on to
that
anybody.
It
might take us a bit, but we will.
You guys are very busy over there. Very, very busy.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. I hope your teeth get feeling better. I can tell your spirit is a little haggard just by the tone of your voice.
I'm tired. Yeah. You got me on pain medicine.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be praying for you, brother.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, too, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ed Kornke, ladies and gentlemen. Another Christian soldier over there fighting the good cause, getting the word out, and we do appreciate him. And we just got, I think we got like $30 donated. We're going to send that over to Liberty Tree Radio. I'll do that probably in the morning since we got to bug out of here tonight to take care of some business. But if you are listening and you want to support this show, just send it directly to Liberty Tree Radio and just say, just say it's for Dutch Jones. I don't care if you guys donate $100 over there, whatever it is. Donate it directly to them for this bandwidth because we appreciate it. We saw a very direct correlation between our massive growth in the past month and a half to when we switched. I mean, only Ma can attest to this. We're getting thousands of downloads on our pods from pod people, and most of those pod people are Liberty Tree Radio listeners. They hear it on here, they get a piece of it, and then they go looking to our archives, which Only Ma has so graciously taken under her wing to keep going, so that's great. But getting back to it, the issue of the sodomite marriage, the reason I don't get too excited about whether or not it's a law or not, I mean, there is the issue of that the process of putting things on the ballot and voting on it means nothing anymore. That I get angry about, because then they just take it to the courts and the shysters just take away whatever the majority of the people wanted. You know, it's basically whoever has the most money and the key people in position. But there's no jurisdictional reason to go to any magistrate to ask them who you can be in love with and marry. That's up to the fathers of the children. That's given to the church when the father's asked to be married in the church. And there's no legislation, no biblical place that allows counties or cities to do it. And those of you, and I mentioned this in the first hour, it came out of eugenics to be able to control who was breeding with who. And that's part of Fabian socialism, and I don't want to be part of that. Okay, I got comments coming in here. Let's see here. What's this one? I love you guys on Facebook that are listening through that little widget that I put on there. That's magnifico. Magnifico. I got to learn to speak Spanish because we're going to be invaded, right? Just talking about the voting process, how it's rigged. Even if you want to vote for it, it's okay. Good, thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer is listening. Thank you, Jennifer. Are you okay over there? Are you gonna fall out of your chair? You're gonna break the bleachers.
I'm doing the Oompa Loompa, but my leg's kicking.
Trying to get. Oh, you're pinned under the. Yeah. The chair got pinned. Okay, now guys, I got this new one. I did check it out over the break. That was sent in by Jason again. I'm gonna read this to you. And you're going to go, what? And this is one of those global things. I usually like to keep micro. But every once in a while, a global thing comes across. You know, we talk about, the border and stuff. But every once in a while, you know, the New World Order's plans are good to talk about. I mean, I'm no Alex Jones. I'm no George Norrie. And you're going to hear this stuff probably. Indeed, it's taking forever to load. But sometimes I like to step out of there. And somebody sends me something good. It's worth reading. And it's not loading. Here we go. This is from Newsnet 14, World News for Europeans Worldwide. And this is an example of a little thing I put out today. I don't know how many people read it, but so many Christian militant militia types get their news from Fox or maybe one other place and just say, okay, that's it. You've got to shop around for your news, and you have to, like a good intelligence officer, filter out the lies as best you can and then put together a good picture. I love going to European news. I love watching the Russian news. I love watching the Deutsch news. So this is from over on Europe, coming from Europe. This is new Obama law warned will jail 500,000 Americans. Foreign minister reports circulating in the Kremlin today, this is from Russia, are warning that an already explosive situation in the United States is about to get a whole lot worse as a new law put forth by President Obama is said capable of seeing up to 500,000 American citizens jailed for the crime of simply opposing their government. Sedition, sparking the concern of Russian diplomats over the growing totalitarian bent of the Obama government is the planned reintroduction of what those reports call one of the most draconian laws. You record, Lou.
Okay.
All right.
That's going to be gas money.
Everybody give Lou a big pat on the back digitally.
I'm not going to get paid for...
Okay, we're on the air. We'll ask for prayer requests later. Stacy just found out she's not going to get her paycheck for like a month. So we're screwed. We're doomed. We're dead. That's it. I'm Robin Banks. Okay, we're back.
I'm with you.
I don't know what we were talking about. I completely forgot what it was. Oh, we were reading this article. That's what we were doing. We were reading an article about how they're going to throw a half a million of us in jail for thought crimes.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
It's what's called the National Security Strategy Document that is required of U.S. President by their Congress that embraces the dictatorial ideal of the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Obama has ordered this federal police and intelligence forces to begin targeting Americans opposed to him and his radical socialist policies. Now, they're setting you up. Because there are no real radical domestic terrorists. There are a few cells out there. Both of the, you know, those Americans turned Taliban, and I can do a show on that tomorrow. I've been watching videos on them and reading articles on them. They both turned out to be Jews that were fabricating fake videos on YouTube to look like domestic terrorists. Gadan from Moreno Valley, from Riverside. He grew up on a pig farm down there. He's Jewish. His real name's like... Oh, it'll come to me here in a minute. Goldman, Spielman, something like that. And it's all made up.
How do you like socialism now, you Nazis?
Yeah, how do you like it now? Whether you're an extreme right socialist or an extreme left socialist, this is what you're bringing us. Now, this bill is going to come back, and I don't know if it'll go through. But even if it does, it doesn't change anything. They can't control us if we all resist together. There, now I'm on the list again. So this homegrown terrorism thing, folks, you guys...
It's a joke.
I wouldn't say it's a joke. It's a farce. Because a joke usually makes you chuckle. A farce can make you cry. And they're going to scoop up some good people with it. They're going to scoop some people up on this one. And people are going to go willingly. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't throw pork blood over the fence at that new mosque. Excuse me. Here's my hand. I'll go in. Rather than resisting it.
Like Elmer Fudd.
Okay, Fag.
Elmer Fudd is a homosexual. A voice vote is taken, then the reps want something but are afraid to go on the rep. I don't know what that means. Thank you for commenting on that. I think at this period in time, the government has shown that it is not of the people. There will be many more qualifying than not. This will truly get ugly. I don't know. I've learned one thing. Americans will put up with a lot of garbage. Americans will just allow the government to trample over all their rights as long as they can go home and have a beer and watch NASCAR. As long as the people being eaten alive by the system, isn't anybody really related to them that they like? We all cheer when Wesley Snipes gets hauled in for tax evasion, when we should be cheering him for resisting. Mm-hmm. You know? Granted, he probably did it the wrong way. I don't know, you know, that kind of stuff. There are good people out there fighting the fight for us, and most of the people are just going to buckle. They're going to go, oh no, now it's against the law for me to not stand during the national anthem at a baseball game because people are going to take my picture and turn me in. It's now against the law for me, if this passes, to go to the water cooler around work and complain about what Obongo's doing. I haven't said Obongo in a while. Obongo the baboon in the office. You know what's funny? George Bush looked more like a monkey than Obongo, but they're both monkey puppets of the same evil regime. So don't be calling me a racist. I think they're both monkeys. It has nothing to do with him being like 30% possibly African. It's the way he acts and looks. He's somebody's pet monkey. He's a trained monkey. And he's going to rubber stamp all this stuff. Now, I know other shows talk more in detail about this, but it's the basic concept. What do we do when they shoot an arrow at us? We don't stand there and take it in the face. We duck, and then we retaliate. How we retaliate depends on where we're standing in the timeline of tyranny. Every day that we tolerate this kind of garbage, and we let our neighbors be picked up on it, that we, you know, nobody is talking about Houtari anymore except for the few Patriot outlets. I'm guilty of it too. I can't even tell you how many in jail and how many are out. The outrage is gone. I still harbor it. But we need to keep these things up front. I make a promise to you that I'm going to keep trying to do that. Today I kept talking about stoves and stuff and survival stuff, but I got to keep this political stuff up there too. Because being a militant Christian is to be political. There is not a vacancy there that's always supposed to be vacant, that empty seat at the table that there's not supposed to be any any Christians involved, any militant patriots involved. And for those of you that keep sending me emails that you can't mix Christianity and the militia, it's an old point. Why are you still arguing this with me? Why are you listening to my show? Why are you listening to my show? We need more sheepdogs, less sheep. I need to credit the person who first gave me that. I think it was Rabbit. I don't know if he's around in the chat room or not. But Rabbit was the first one that said he's more of a sheepdog than a sheep. And I latched onto that when he first came up to the church. And we've got to have that attitude. When these things come forward, I wonder what pig's blood would do to Obama. Well, he is a Muslim, and he would be appalled by it. He would freak out and start screaming if you put pig's blood on Obama. That might be one way to test him. You know, have him over for dinner and see if he eats pork. Why don't one of my listeners invite him over? Why don't some of my listeners do what they can to see if they'll make that work out? That's the other thing. Obama's having a $30,000 a plate fundraiser for the DNC. This is tantamount to what was the Queen's name? Let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette. A $30,000 a plate fundraiser for the DNC. People are losing their houses. Children are starving in America, and they're having a $30,000 a plate fundraiser.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
And people go, oh, isn't that great? You know, isn't that wonderful? Who's paying this $30,000?
And where's this $30,000 going? Is it going to the poor?
No, it's gonna go to ads. It's gonna go to more tyranny. It's gonna be strangling the noose around your neck tighter. Those of you that willingly put your head in the noose, nobody here, of course. Boy, we lost a lot of listeners with that last dropout, guys. Call all your buddies, tell them to get back on. We're here. Olima, I appreciate. I know it's gonna be a struggle for you to put this together. I appreciate it. I'm gonna keep sharing stuff. Mike's listening. Thank you. He likes what we're talking about. Okay.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We should find out if watch Obama closely and see if he puts pork on his plate in that $30,000.
You know, it's always fish or chicken. I've been to these things when I was a Republican. I was in the Republican Party for a while. I was trying to change my local group by trying to influence them. And everything's always chicken or fish. Sometimes steak. But I've never been at a fundraiser that served pork because they don't want to offend anyone.
Which they should put pork on Obama's plate and see if he notices it and gets all upset about it or not.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't eat this. You know, it probably wouldn't be too hard. Look at what they're stocking Air Force One with. That's got to be under public information. What kind of food's going on to Air Force One? You know, is there pork? Is there sausage? You know, pork sausage for breakfast?
So if the pork gets near, if someone serves them a plate with pork on it, will the Secret Service suddenly tap it on the ground to protect him and drag him off, shield him?
Right, yeah. Right. I don't know what Lou's playing, but it sounds scary. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be back for the last half hour, and hopefully we won't have any more dropouts. Attacks from the sun.
Right. Flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters, flying down low and over my backyard recently. See them foreign troops in ninja suits, leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy? As they call it, democracy. Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease.
And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy as they call it democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. So as they redirect our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency, we'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. But brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones radio program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
A gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
New world order.
Attention.
The government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Microphones are going up.
I have to
sit up in my chair, no slouching, even though you can't see me. I learned in broadcast school that it sounds better if you sit up and project your voice as if you were speaking to someone across the table rather than into the foam on the end of the microphone.
Bow to your sensei.
This is the last half hour for the August 4th edition of the much maligned Dutch Jones radio program. We've got solar flares taking out our satellite link. I'm just assuming that. I'm no scientist. I have no idea. But it must be, because our cell phones have been messing up. What?
But there is someone who is.
We know scientists. Yeah, I don't know where our resident scientist is. Two Sons of Liberty's some kind of rocket. He actually is a rocket scientist. Maybe you could explain it to us. I know that the sun burps, it messes up communications. That's the Flintstones version. I really like it when people send me information on Everyday Heroes. I'm not talking about just because they're in uniform, they're a hero. In today's case, it happens to be a guy who's in uniform. But people who do the right thing, the lesser magistrate, the law of interposition, when a lesser magistrate stands up and fights for the rights of his people. And you guys all know our relationship with Sheriff Mack here at the show, and we love him. We promote his show. We go out to see him speak. We've hosted him here at the church. I've actually had dinner with him. It was a guy date or anything, but, you know, I got to sit and pick his brain and ask him some great questions and listen. Well, and it seems like Arizona is the breeding ground for these people. Here's another sheriff. His name is Sheriff Paul Bebu. This was sent to me by the folks at Liberty Tree Radio, by Ed, and about three other folks, so thank you. Now, Pinal County, P-I-N-A-L, is not a border county, but it is in Arizona. It doesn't have to be on the border. You guys know, I mean, it's not just happening along the border, the invasion, the violence, the terror. It goes all the way up into, you know, all the way to the Canadian. Yeah, it goes all the way to the Canadian border. So Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Paul Bebu is hopping mad at the federal government. Well, welcome to the bus. We're all on the same bus together, hopping mad. Well, I guess we should say welcome to the dance. We're all hopping mad at the government, hopping mad at dirt. Bebu, and that's spelled B-A-B-E-U, Sheriff of Pinal, P-I-N-A-L County. His first name is Paul Peul. Told CNS, where am I getting this from? Let me tell you where I'm getting this from. This is the right news right now, CNS News, and link to it here. The author is Penny Starr. She's the senior staff writer. So if you go to cnsnews.com, you'll find this article there if you look for the Bebu name. He's told them that rather than help law enforcement in Arizona stop the hundreds of thousands of people who come into the United States illegally, the federal government is targeting the state and its law enforcement personnel. And we agree with that. What's very troubling is the fact that at a time when those in law enforcement and the state of Arizona need help the most from federal government, instead of sending help, they put up billboards with signs warning our citizens to stay out of our desert, in our county, in our country, because of dangerous drug and human smuggling and weapons and bandits and all these other things. And then, behind that, they drag us into court with the ACLU at the same time. I'm glad this sheriff's stepping up. You know, I'm not a fan of law enforcement. I can count on one hand the number of cops that I would trust with my wallet or my daughter or my wife, or even with me. But this guy's stepping up, and he's a hero, if it holds out and he keeps standing up. Now, the sheriff was referring to the lawsuits filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, yeah, and the U.S. Department of Justice challenging the state's right to regulate immigration. So, who is partnering with the ACLU, Bebu said in a telephone interview? It's the President and Attorney General Eric Holder himself, and that's simply outrageous. Think about that. Our own president, well, not my president, but the guy living in the White House, the guy that's been appointed to be an Attorney General, are attacking a sovereign state. This is tantamount to civil war in my heart, and in my mind, and in my understanding. I'm going to go on with the article here before I get angry and start yelling stuff that'll get me in trouble with the censors. Last week, U.S. District Judge, we don't have censors, Susan Bolton placed a temporary injunction on portions of the bill that allowed law enforcement personnel during the course of a criminal investigation who have probable cause to think an individual is in the country illegal to check the immigration status of that person. The state of Arizona filed an appeal on Thursday with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They're trying to push this off past the election in November. That's what the goal is. Our own government has become our enemy and is taking us to court at a time when we need help, Sheriff Bebu said. Bebu. Bebu and Sheriff Larry Deaver of Cochise County, Arizona, spoke by phone with CNSNews.com last week. about the May 17th ACLU class action lawsuit, which charges the law uses racial profiling and named the county attorneys and sheriffs in all 15 counties in Arizona as defendants. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit on July 6th charging the Arizona law preempted the federal government's role as the sole person, as the sole entity responsible to enforce immigration law. Right. I love they don't do their job, and then when somebody starts to say, hey, wait a minute, that's my job. That's like, we've all had that guy at work. We're like, hey, Bob, how come you're not framing out that corner over there? I'll get to it. Hey, Bob, we need that corner frame before lunch. I'll get to it. I got to sharpen my shovel over here. Bob, we really need that corner frame. The cement's coming. So you go over and do it. And, well, what do you think you're doing? That's my job. You're trying to do my job? What are you doing? That's the way it is in the federal government. It's a bunch of bald, fat construction workers that don't want to do their job. And then when you do it for them, they get all mad. Now, if the president would do his job and secure the border, send 3,000 armed soldiers to the Arizona border, and stop the illegal immigration and the drug smuggling and the violence, we wouldn't even be in this position. And we're forced to take matters in our own hands, he said. That's Babu. Now, Deaver, D-E-V-E-R, from Cochise County, said the federal government's failure to secure the border and its current thwarting of Arizona's efforts to control illegal immigration within its borders has implications for the entire country. Now, these guys get it. These guys get it. Now, hopefully they're seeing the tyranny here. Hopefully it's not just about them going, hey, make my job easier. I want to get reelected, so I'm going to make this stand. I don't know them personally. I don't know if Sheriff Mack knows them. I just pre-read the article before I read it on the air. The bigger picture is, while what's going on in Arizona is critically important, what comes out of this and what happens here will affect our entire nation in terms of our ability to protect our citizenry from very serious homeland security threats, Deaver said. People who are coming across the border in my county aren't staying there. They're going everywhere in the USA, and a lot of them are very bad, bad people. Here's a sheriff who gets it. He doesn't sound like a bureaucrat, does he? Right now, he's telling the truth. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, about 250,000 people were detained in Arizona in the last 12 months for being in the country illegally. Babu said that number only reflects the number of people detained and that thousands more enter the country illegally every year. Now, why are they calling it CBP? Customs and Border Protection, CBP, also reports that 17% of those detained already had a criminal record just in the United States. We don't know what heinous things they were doing to their own people back home. This could be Hannibal Lecter's. In fact, we had called in a group coming across. We didn't detain them. We watched them. We shadowed them until the Border Patrol came. And it turned out there was a serial killer in that group. He'd killed 7 or 8 women along the border. So these people are coming across. Both Babu and Deaver said they want to remain involved in the legal battle over the law, which many experts predict will end up being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Deaver has hired an independent attorney to represent him in the ACLU case. Now, do you realize this? The government is suing individuals for enforcing the law. And his attorney has already filed a motion of intervention in the DOJ lawsuit so that Deaver will have a seat at the table. There's also been launched by a nonprofit Iowa-based Legacy Foundation to raise money for Babu and Deaver's legal defense. Let's see if I can get that and put it in the room here. Let me take a look at this. Copy link location. Go to the man. Somebody's smoking by the fan again. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna post it. Control V. Okay, it's www.bordersheriffs.com. www.bordersheriffs.com, and I'm posting it in the room. That's something that you guys need to check out. We need to support these two sheriffs. You okay? No. That are being attacked by our own government. We need to counter it. We need to do what we can to stop this. So that's a good article there. It's pretty somebody's calling on that. What do we got? Well, if the UN troops should show up and take me away, nobody will know. The Constitution says defend against invasion. If the Constitution were to say grow wings, I doubt I could do that either. but we got to get on that border, folks. We've got to get down there, and we have to support people that are fighting down there. If you listen to the intelligence report, they're sending all kinds of stuff. And if you can't get there, find somebody who can go there, somebody who has a motorhome and the time off, and support them and get them down on the border. It's kind of like, you know, during the first invasion, the invasion of Iraq, they had an adopt-a-sniper program that I was a little interested in. I may not like the war, but I felt bad for the men and women who had to go fight. I adopted a sniper. I sent them cans of Spam. Little did I know I was making a hate crime when I did that. I actually was sending hollow point bullets that were pulled from the casings. I couldn't send full bullets in the mail. I was sending all kinds of stuff over for when I had the money. So you need to support a Minuteman on the border. Maybe we need to do that. Maybe we need to set up a website, Adopt a Minuteman. We get the names of some of the guys that are down there. I did that once before with the Campo Minuteman. I found like 4 or 5 Minutemen that were hardcore guys living down there 24/7. There was Bandit. There was who else was down there? There's a couple people like Kingfish, huh?
We'll make a video like in the
Yeah, we can make a video. Go down there and make a video, put a little commercial out, and you guys could pick your favorite Minuteman, and you could support them. You could adopt them, send them $20. We had people sending $20 a month. I had this little old lady. I would go down twice a month, and before I went down there, I would drop by her house. She would write me a check for $20. It's a nice little old lady, looked like Mrs. B from. Mayberry RFD, Mrs. B, or what was her name? Aunt B?
Yeah.
And she would write me this check for $20, and I'd go deposit it. They have a 501c3 foundation, and put it in. The money went to buy ammo, buy gasoline, buy food, buy blankets, and she was just tickled pink to be helping out. I remember one day I was protesting a day labor site, and she just showed up. It's a nice little old lady. And we had to protect her because the thugs actually threw stuff at her, the Mexican scumbag savages. They showed their private parts to these old women. They defecated on her car. But she kept giving $20 every 2 weeks that I went down, because I went down every other weekend. And if little old ladies on fixed incomes can do it, for all I know, she was a hidden millionaire. But it doesn't matter if she gave $20 or $200,000. The fact that she gave sacrificially to the cause, and it's great that we have the ability to do that. Now maybe we should do a collection, get a bunch of that 99-cent stuff, and have people buy it, and then we'll send it down to the guys on the border or something.
You know, it would be interesting too. Put the little cans out there on the counters at the convenience stores.
We actually did that in Campo. We had the Campo Minuteman Gas Fund. And civilians were donating to that so we could put gas in Godzilla, which was our big camouflage Suburban. And there was always $30 or $40 in there. And I was always amazed because the locals were quiet about it. Because at first there was a backlash from all the illegals in the area. But once we cleared out the illegals and we made the place safe again to walk with your dog at night, there was a little hamburger stand down there. Did you go? You've never been with me there. And the guy would just say, there's $100 a month tab for Minutemen. And we didn't abuse it. We'd go in and we'd get hamburgers and french fries. It was like a luxury. You know, you're out on the border for 4 or 5 days. You got to go in to get fuel. Might as well grab a burger and fries. And they would just check it out. He says, that's all I can do. It's like $100 a month or whatever. He sold that. And the guy he sold it to was a Mexican national who had businesses over here, was here legally, and he stopped doing it. We still went there to eat, kind of to show him that, hey, we're going to support your business. Even though you decided not to support us. Yeah, you're here legally. We're going to support your business. I can't, it's funny. I'm remembering eating there, and it's like you were there, and I know you've never been there, Lou, right? I've never taken you to the border. It wasn't you. That was weird. It's like, you know, you have these flashbacks. Yeah, I'm having like a veteran flashback.
Lou was in.
The pastor was with me, and there was someone else. It must have been Mike.
Lou was back there cooking burgers.
Yeah, he was in the back. He's in the back making burritos for everybody. I think it was the year before I met you. So it was 3 years ago. It was the last time I've been at the border. Two and a half years. So yeah, it's weird. I just want to get you guys on the border. I really want to get you. Everybody needs to get on the border and see what's going on. Yeah, Anthea went and threw rocks. That was so. She was like 4 years old.
Put those cans out there, like in this area, and ask the stores. Did the FBI or anybody ever show up and ask questions?
I don't think they would. I think people here would not donate. It's just, you know, the people that want to donate would be too afraid. And the people that the hippies would probably steal them, you know, to go buy drugs or something. Yes, Anthea?
At least I hit a few.
I don't know if you hit anybody. I can tell you what, bringing a 5-year-old, we were about a mile and a half back from the border. Our job was overwatch. I had the means to reach out and touch people out there, plus good binoculars. I'm out there with these really powerful binoculars, and Anthea's tugging on my shoulder, and she's like, you were probably 5, 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you that want to report me to CPS, bring it on. I bring my daughter camping on the border. I'll kill anybody that tries to threaten to take her away for that.
They can't do no.
I know, but she and I mean that dead serious. I was looking at that thing the other day that Rocky's here. He put in there that some guy was pushing a baby stroller with a beer can in his hand. And they took his kid. You know, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, we're on the border. Old Eagle Eye Anthony is like, there's some people over there. I'm like, where? Over there. I had to get out my 60-power spotting scope. And here's these little guys coming over the fence. She saw it. And they were like a mile and a half, 2 miles away, and she picked it up on a ridge. And so get the kids out there. Make it a family fair. There was one family that came down. They were actually Muslims. It was a Muslim family that came down, and they were in some militia in San Diego or something. They weren't associated with us, but we're not going to tell people they can't camp on BLM land. I mean, we're like, oh, great, Muslims are probably here to help people over. What they did is they brought all their quads, their sand rails, and they had like a big party, which was great because what it did is it drew all the attention to them while they were on the border, and we could actually sneak around. They were zipping up and down the border all hours of the night in these little quads and things. It kept the other side up all night. It was great. Big old spotlights on their vehicles and they're turning around. They just came down there to party, but they wanted to say, hey, we were on the border. We did our part. Okay, fine. Here's your hand stamp. Here's your thank you card. But if that's all you can do, get down there with a pair of binoculars and get up on a hill. And we've got to do it. I know if you're in Michigan or New York, it's financially impossible. We're only 14 hours away from Arizona's border. We're 8 hours away from our buddies in Campo, and it's impossible for us to get down there. We just don't have that kind of income. We do save up. We got to figure out how to run on distilled gas, distilled alcohol. That's something I want to do. Any of you guys have got plans on how to make moonshine? Please send me the plans. We're going to try and make a still up here, and we're going to start diluting our gas like they are in South America. That'll make it easier for us to strategically get to where we need to go. Stacy's waving at me over there. She's got a new holster. How do you like your holster?
I like it.
Did you see that it's leather lined on the inside? You know, usually we get... Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, most of the holsters we get, because we don't have a whole lot of money, are like a... on the inside it is. Yeah, it is. You get the nylon holsters that, you know, everything sticks in. This one, as soon as I slid that in there, I was like, wow. Yeah, but on the inside there's padding that feels like leather or synthetic leather or something. Naga hide. How many Nagas? It's suede. It feels like suede.
It does. It's
it's really nice. I like
it. Stylish now.
Yeah, it's a nice holster. What did that holster cost?
I think $13.
Yeah, it's not bad. As long as you can take the classes with it and you can draw it out.
You know, here's a good tip of the day, too.
Okay.
I opened up. I had an old rifle case, a really old one. I mean, even the handle was almost breaking off. And I had my 303 in it. And I pulled it out, and the velvet lining on the inside actually left a lot of fuzz around the barrel. So you might, everybody listening, you might want to check that with your old rifle cases. Make sure you don't.
Especially, we have a guy up here. He went to Mexico and had like a horsehide rifle case made. We pulled that rifle out. It had been in there for 10 years. It took me, I mean, it was so bad the trigger wouldn't even function because all that fuzz got down in there. And Lord knows what they're using. I mean, it's probably radioactive waste fabric, if, you know, down in Mexico. I'm like, it goes back to my boycott. Yeah, Mike, if you're listening, I apologize. But you Americans, to try to get a little cheaper dollar by going to Mexico, you're going to get crap. I had a buddy that took a 56 Chevy down there, got his seats done, got a little water on it one time. Somebody spilled some water. It was filled with horse manure. They stuffed his seats full of horse manure. Yeah, and you know, that's not a myth. It happens, you know. And I'm so why go to Mexico and get these things? Why get these gun cases? You know, you kind of get what you pay for. I hate to be, I'm sounding like I'm poor talking. I shouldn't be saying that. I shouldn't be saying we don't have enough money. We're very frugal with what we have. And we try to buy the best product we can with what we find. Like these Swiss canteen / stoves that we showed in the first hour in the show and tell. We're looking for things that people can use that make sense. We're always looking for a way to get the tool we need in our hand that works. It's more important that it works than it's cheap. What, Anthea?
I was just wondering, you should tell the crowd about that Civil War gun that you found.
Oh, they don't want to hear about things that I found.
Yeah, it would be cool.
That's for a different story. I have a Confederate rifle that I found in an outhouse. Okay. An 1863 Tower. That's going to be Anthea's when she grows up. I used to keep it by my front door because you can't shoot anybody with it, but you could beat somebody to death with it. They're solid. But yeah, anyway, I don't know why you brought that up. No, that's okay. I just said it.
But you found it in a field in Colorado.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. That's a good story that you want to tell, but it's not pertinent to the stream that we're on right now. Okay? I love it that you want to input. That's great. I'm glad that you're not afraid to talk to millions of Dutch Jones fans.
Yay!
But you know, try and keep it there. I love the fact that you want to participate in the story or in the show. But we're always looking for deals. We're always looking for bulk buys and things like that. We try to pass them on to you. I was stupid yesterday. I put up that wholesale flyer. It's wholesale. You guys can't buy it.
I know. They can't buy it, so...
But I like to taunt them. I want to taunt them.
Well, that's not very nice.
I'm not a very nice guy. Haven't you figured that out yet? Excuse me? Uh-oh, somebody's in trouble.
I'm always in trouble.
Stacey bought you underwear, you just don't know it.
Yeah, she got me the 99 cent underwear.
From the dollar store.
I like when you buy t-shirts from the dollar store, they get like 3 sleeves. You know, the pockets on the inside. But hey, they can be used to clean our weapons, they can be used to stop bleeding. You just got to be smarter than the packaging. We've been watching those dual survival things, and it always pops in my head. I look at everything now. What can I use this for? And here's a rule of thumb that I forgot about that was reminded to me yesterday watching one of those dual survival. If an item can't be used for 3 things, don't put it in your pack. If an item cannot be used for 3 things, don't carry it. If you have an item that is super special and can handle 2 things, you might want to debate that. But if they're singular use items, I can't even think of anything that's singular use. But there's some items, but like the compasses we just got. Okay, you can use it to find direction. You can use the body of it as a magnifying glass because it's got a magnifying glass on it. It's a map. It's got a measuring device on it, so that's 4 things right there. It's got a mirror on it for signaling. It's got a lanyard on it. You can use a string for something. So these compasses are amazing. What are we selling the compasses for?
I know 3 things you could use a flashlight out of.
What can you use 3 things for a flashlight?
First thing is for light at night.
Light.
Second thing, start a fire with it.
How can you start a fire with a flashlight?
With the part...
The parabolic reflector?
Uh-huh. And
okay.
Third, it could be used for a compass.
How would you use a flashlight for a compass, Anthea?
You could use the base of the flashlight.
Uh-huh.
Fill it up full of water.
Uh-huh.
And put a magnet in it.
But you have to have a magnet to get it to work, too. But you can carry water in a flashlight. Now, my favorite use of a flashlight in a survival situation was the extra special episode of the Brady Bunch when they were at the Grand Canyon, and he smuggled beans and weenies to the little runaway Indian boy that was hiding out in the flashlight. Ever since I've seen that, every time I see a flashlight, I think, beans and weenies. I have not had beans and weenies in a while. We need to get those.
They still sell beanie weenie.
I know. Yeah. I like them. I used to eat those with just right out of the can.
I eat those.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they are a dangerous methane-producing food, but why not? I don't like it, but so that's very good. Everything we look at, we have to look at it and say, what use can that be? Like, I'm not going to carry Lou's fan around in my backpack. I mean, it needs all kinds of stuff. You can use a flashlight for a signaling device, communication, that's right, Warlin. All kinds of stuff. If you get a good flashlight, you can, and it's got a high-powered battery in it, you can use it for sparking a fire.
If it's a big enough flashlight, you can club somebody with it.
Yeah, the one...
or even if it's little.
Yeah, it can be a weapon.
Or you can use a mirror for a signal.
Yeah, that's what we said, yeah. So that went quick. Here's the theme music. Here's our outgoing music. Well, folks, it's the end of another day. We had a couple dropouts. We had some missteps. We had some rabbit trails I went down. But, folks, the holy cause of liberty is a just cause. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't give up. No matter how bad it gets, keep fighting. Keep swinging. Keep kicking. Keep biting. Keep clawing. The sword is heavy and the battle is hard. But what, Anthea?
Good night.
Who's the victory belong to? It belongs to God. The victory belongs to the Lord alone. So, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll probably be down in Sanger. And I shouldn't have given out my location. That was our code name where we're going. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have more news, more topics. Probably not a call-in line tomorrow, but we'll do what we can. I want to thank all of you for listening. Yes, Anthea?
And I just
want
to say goodbye because I'm not going to be back for a while.
Yeah, she's going back up to Napa. Of course, there may be a fist fight at the train station. I'm thinking about keeping it. So everybody's talking about how to fight with a flashlight. God bless you, all you do in the holy cause of liberty. Check out the website. Tell 2 friends, and they'll tell 2 friends, and they'll tell 2 friends. And we're gone. Don't call. We can't answer the phone. We're going to Bible study.